listener production.
Hey, yo. Welcome to the Adam and Simon Show. Today's episode, Simon, Thursday the 25th of May.
Let's go.
It's going to be a while before we have another one of these again.
It's going to be ages before we have another one of these.
It very much is ages before we have. And today's episode, we have top three. We're keeping it a surprise. We have a cringe confessional. And
I hate my life.
You may wonder why there is an apple sitting in this room, Simon.
I don't wonder. Do you want to know why? We're about to all be witness to victory. That's why.
There is a very strange...
Let's see something special here, people.
For the old showies, they will know the association this show has with apples.
It's just ludicrous that we haven't been sponsored by an apple company
yet. I know.
Yet.
For I actually saw, and I shit you not, today I was driving here and I saw a massive billboard.
For apples.
And it was just for one variation of apples.
What one?
Can you guess? What apple do you reckon needs advertising?
Oh, the red ones. Red Delicious.
No. Because, like, everyone knows what they are. This
garbage.
Is like...
Granny Smith.
No. Nah.
Pink Lady.
No.
Golden Delicious.
Pink Lady needs no advertising. Everyone knows it's the best.
Golden Delicious.
Nope.
Fuji.
Nope.
That's all the apples.
No. Nah, there's what... Think music. Think some trumpet. Think trombone. Think double bass. Think saxophone. Think singing. Think piano.
Jazz Apple.
Jazz Apples have their own billboard... on a major freeway in Melbourne.
Yeah, but that's...
And how we haven't got sponsored by it and the amount of apple shit that we've done on this show.
Jazz Apples need the sponsorship though, don't they?
Yeah.
Look, of all the apples I could have chosen, I didn't choose a Jazz.
No, you didn't.
I did not choose a Jazz. Find out what I chose though.
You'll find out right after this. Let's play the music. Let's get this apple done.
Adam and Simon Show break world records.
There's no chance of that happening.
I think it'll happen.
So, Simon, as we said at the top of the show, there is an apple present in this room. At the moment, in this room, there are three beings. You, me, and an apple.
And an apple. Yeah, and an apple. My nemesis. Yeah. Would you think an apple would be my nemesis?
No, arch rival.
Mm.
Yeah, because early on, for way back shows, the deep cuts, 7 apples, 2 lasagnas. Simon thinks that eating apples make him hungry.
It does.
So we made him eat 7 apples and then followed up with 2 lasagnas from the Red Supermarket.
Which? Did I do it?
You did do it.
Did I do it?
And then.
Absolutely, I did it.
You said that they still make you hungry. So we said, could you do 9 apples
and
a 1 kilo torta?
And did I do it?
No, you did not.
I did not.
Hence why it is your arch rival.
Yeah,
they have some great episodes if you want to go way back.
Hmm.
Another apple. I mean, there's a lot of apple content on this show.
Apples, apples, apples.
Apple, that's what they say. She's apples.
They say, how about them apples? We say, yes. We say, yes, we can. About them? Yes, a lot.
To whatever your question
correct.
Is.
The Apple and Simon Show, if you will.
Whatever your question is, with the word apple in it, we say yes.
Bron got an apple-based question.
What's your favourite apple?
None of them, actually, because they make me hungry and there's often too many of them. That's why.
And you also pledged, this is a double deep cut, because you pledged to, if someone reminded you in the DMs, to eat an apple and break the world record of 36 seconds for eating
easy.
A whole apple, you said easy.
Yeah,
and then someone
easy.
Reminded you a couple of years ago and we did that challenge.
Yeah, look, it wasn't as successful as I would have hoped.
And we still are reminded to this day, people catching up, people going way back to the start saying, hey, Simon, just listen to the episode where it said remind you to do the apple one. So this is a real double treat.
Double deep cut. I actually will walk down the street and people see me and go, 7 apples, 2 lasagnas.
Well, do you know what they don't do?
It's haunting.
They don't say 9 apples, 1 kilo, do they?
No, that was a...
That was a dark day.
There was a lot going on that day.
Yeah.
One, I don't really like a torta. So like, it wouldn't have been my choice. It wouldn't have been my food of choice.
Oh, you wanted a 1 kilo burrito, didn't you?
I did want a 1 kilo burrito. Actually, yes, I did.
You did.
I could have had a 1 kilo burrito. I would have finished that.
Yeah.
A torta, too hard.
But this
too
one...
Much, too spicy.
This challenge and the reason that this apple is gracing us with his presence is not for pure volume of eating.
No.
Because the arch rival of volume is speed.
Correct.
And so we have brought a single Granny Smith apple, which is sitting on a plate next to me, and it looks like it should have an oil painting done for it. You know, there's always oil paintings.
It really does,
fruit.
Doesn't it?
Yeah, it's an apple, it really a does. Knife.
Do you know what was odd? When I was walking plate. Through the building, just holding a single apple and a knife on a plate. That was odd. People were looking at me funny.
So what I'm going to do also after this episode, I'm going to reach out to Apple-based companies and see if they want to sponsor this show.
Because
we're doing
sponsor.
A pretty outrageous amount of Apple content. As a side note, Jazz, the ones that are being advertised.
I reckon your side notes are just notes.
Yeah, notes. Okay, I'll just go note.
Yeah, just be like, note.
The flavor profile of a Jazz apple, mildly sweet and tart with subtle hints of spice.
No.
Pink Lady, sweet and tart.
Mm.
The
Pink
Granny
Lady,
Smith.
Sweet tart.
Lime and grapefruit elements.
Interesting. I believe that.
Tart and quite crisp.
So I do have an apple here. Granny Smith size, one palm.
Standard. I would say it is like the most average of sizes. You're not, because the apples, the nine apples that you have, they're large.
Grandissima. So I actually ate about 15 apples of the standard. But we discussed last week that this time for the challenge, I can cut.
Yes. The reason that I think that I'm relenting on the fact that you are allowed to cut and doing an absolute terrible job at cutting that apple is because I don't want there to be any misgivings about not finishing the apple.
Yeah, great.
Because if you're going from a core,
yep.
there might be an issue and people might say, how do we know that he finished? Look, there's more apple on there. My God, are you doing a bad job with that blunt knife?
Yeah, it's not the sharpest knife. It's not the sharpest tool in the shed, if you know what I'm saying here, people.
Tell you that.
No, because my I need to cut it. Do you know why?
What?
I've got weak teeth.
Weak?
Weak teeth, yeah. I run the Sensodyne and everything.
How
but
old are you? You got weak teeth?
I've got weak teeth. I'm scared. I'm genuinely scared that my teeth are going to break if I just wang into an apple for 36 seconds. So we're going to cut it into a regulation 8 pieces.
Sorry, it's 38.1.
38, please. What am I going to do with the rest of the time? Oh, my God.
As a side note, another note, most apples thrown and caught into a mouth in 1 minute.
Yeah.
Was arrived by David Rush and Jonathan Hannon in Boise, Idaho.
They sound like apple-eating people.
They do. I mean, it sounds like that we should probably get to that.
Yep.
Like, we should probably get onto Guinness World Records.
Oh, mate, we're on Guinness World Records.
In a minute, the most amount caught and thrown in a mouth, 49.
What? That seems like a lot.
So, I mean, if there's an apple sponsor that wants to try and get Simon to beat that.
I'm all ears.
How big's your mouth? I mean, you're all ears, but you're also all mouth. That's what you're trying to eat.
Correct. Oh, mate, you know the worst part about this apple challenge?
How many quarters are you cutting? Obviously, more than quarters. You're going like six.
I'm eights. Eights.
Right.
Eights.
Pure
just
size.
Just because I'm going for size. But
well, lucky we're videoing this because that's what we can send to the GWR.
I think you can attest, Foss, that there's been regulation amount of core removed.
Yeah, I'm happy. I am happy with the amount of core that has been removed.
Okay.
And I'm happy with the level of apple that is in.
Are we on the wider screen here, Bron? All right. So, look, here's we're going to run a bit of maths here. Foss, if you could get your calculator out, please.
Calculator out.
Okay. 38 point something seconds, you said?
38.1.
38.1. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 pieces I have.
So you got in sevenths, which is a very random.
Yeah, very random.
So you need to eat one piece.
Yes.
Every 5.442857.14 seconds.
That seems doable, doesn't it?
5 seconds to eat every piece. No,
one piece. This one piece, I've got to get this down in 5 seconds.
You've got to get down. So your issue, this is where your like bravado, your hubris gets the better of you.
I disagree.
You
I don't think the other guy had it down.
That's exactly what someone with hubris would say.
That's actually very true. All right.
Every piece has to be in, and I'm going to start the clock, obviously, once the first piece touches your mouth. It's not a 3, 2, 1 go, because you're obviously going to lose points.
Also, fair warning to anyone else listening to the show beyond this.
Ready for some crunch.
There is going to be some chewing in the microphone. If that's not your jam, don't come at me afterwards.
If that's not your jam, fast forward 38.2 seconds ahead.
Correct. All right, here we go.
How are you feeling? Wait. Bron, are you confident? One piece every 5.44.
I reckon it's going to be tight, but I think you can do it.
Thanks, Bron.
Oh, my God. I have absolutely no confidence. Having
Good
watched
job,
this
Bron.
Before.
Thanks, Bron.
No chance. There's no chance.
Do you feel different now that it's cut?
No, I feel actually worse because that's like half a plate full of apple.
Oh, no, that's easy.
This is like half a plate full of apple.
That's easy peasy. All right. You ready? Do I start with the biggest piece or the smallest piece? I'm going to have the biggest piece first. Okay.
There's a bit of a seed. I'd knock that seed off if I was you. There's seed on there.
Don't want to dink a chip.
But you also don't want to grow an apple inside you.
Oh, that would be really bad, wouldn't it? Okay.
All right. You're going to look at me.
38.8 seconds.
38.1.
38.1 seconds. Okay. Clock's on the screen.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. My mouth. Oh, I've just got nervous.
You haven't done your mouth warm-ups.
I haven't.
Do you need to salivate? Do you need to increase your salivation level?
I need a bit of water. That's what I need.
And water is permitted to swallow, obviously, as of, like, if we're Kobayashi and a...
38 seconds.
If we're Joey Chestnut and a hot dog, you're allowed water. Do you want your water not on the table?
No, I don't need it on
the
table.
At the moment, we have Simon Lovett sitting there, apple in hand, staring down the seven pieces. Hmm. He's trying to break the record of 38 point... Computer goes down. 38.1 seconds to eat one full Granny Smith average size apple, core removed. Start when ready, Racer.
Three, two.
Clock started. He's in. We're one. We're two. We're three. We're four. We're five. Oh, he's behind already. We are well behind. Six. Oh, the first one's done in 7.5. He's chewing like a horse. We may as well be at Flemington Racecourse here. Oh, we're getting ahead now. We've got multiple pieces in, and we are in front of the 15 seconds. We're almost at 20 seconds. There needs to be four pieces in right now. So we're going double piece. We are going double piece here, people. We're both in. There's a lot of nodding and a lot of bouncing. Half a piece. We went half a piece. I reckon we should have gone smaller pieces. We're at 31 seconds. We still have three pieces to go. He's going to split them in two, get them in his cheeks like a chipmunk.
I'm dying.
We're in like a chipmunk. All right. We're going to keep going. I'm not going to reveal the time until the end. We are still going. For the clock there, if the clock's up.
I'm cramping.
Yeah, he's cramping. There's jaw work. There's work in the mandible.
I need pickle juice.
Too much sweet and too much tart. Too much tartness. Too much passion fruit. He's now vomiting. Oh, this is an absolute abject failure.
This is so bad.
This is. I think you can also tell that this is well and truly below the 38 seconds. I actually don't know why we have retried this segment when he got absolutely nowhere near it on the first time in his own home. We have got one piece to go. He's just chewing. It may as well be Sunday. He's here.
My face
down.
Is so sore.
Your face is sore. That's what he always complains about when he does apple challenges. 9 apples was too many. Now he's just taking leisurely bites. Now a little bit more of a bite. All right, we are in. All pieces are in. We are chewing down. Chew, chew, chew. My saliva's at quite a high level.
I'm shocked again.
All right. Like a survivor challenge, I need to see your tongue, please. And I'm ready to press stop whenever you're three. Stop.
How'd I go? Did I get close?
I don't know. Close is not what I would say.
What was the time?
Your time was 42 seconds and 42.37 seconds.
Far out, that's so good.
Plus a minute.
Oh. Oh, my face is so sore.
1 minute, 42 seconds.
Ah, that's garbage.
37 hundredths.
That's actually that bad.
Yeah, that's like triple.
My face is so sore, though.
Yeah.
Like, ow.
Bron, how do you feel? And do you regret being confident that was going to happen?
I know. We were all rooting for you.
I don't know if we all were, but...
I was not.
I don't know if many people were, if I'm being honest. Oh, my face is like really sore. See, the apples, they've done it to me again. Why do we do this? We do an apple thing, and then I just complain about apples.
You do.
And now I'm hungry.
Don't worry.
Which is the worst part of this whole thing.
I'm going to reach out to our good friends at Jazz, and I'm going to see if they want to help the show.
I wonder what I got last time.
Yeah. I mean, does it matter?
It's time to hit the cringe confessionals. We've had someone send us a voicemail.
Good stuff.
This is from, are we doing names? Nah, anonymous?
Yeah, it can be anonymous.
All right, this is from Jenny.
So this is going back a little while when you're talking about things that made us cringe. Yeah. I was just having a groove in the kitchen and I just remembered a time when I was at my maybe year 7 or 8 social. Like it was kind of like the disco things we used to have.
Love it.
And I remember dancing with a friend. And I was like, I'm this good at dancing because I've been to all the parties and practiced at the parties. I hadn't been to a party in my life. Oh. And she said, oh, I'm this good because I dance in front of my mirror. And just, it still makes me cringe.
Oh, my skin is so sticky.
Oh, that makes me roll. Hey, I'm this good at dancing because
I've been to all the parties.
Yuckies.
Hey, no, I'm this good at dancing because I dance in the mirror.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Oh.
My elbows hurt.
Ah.
My elbows are hurting.
Ah.
Yuck.
That actually reminds me of a cringe confessional at the year 11 formal.
Yeah.
I made everybody clear out so I could run and do a knee slide in my suit. And I got up and was like, that was sick.
Yes, good. And you thought you were cool?
Oh, God. Why did I get reminded of that just then? God damn it. Oh, God.
Oh, I love a cringe confessional. They're so good. You got any cringe confessionals, Bron?
Oh.
I'm sure I have plenty, but I can't think of any off the top of my head.
If they come in, you should send us a voicemail, like not that person, like Jenny did.
My top three.
Top three, where we rank three things under a topic.
It's time for top threes, and today's top three. Made up car names.
You know, car names always have those dumb names.
Mm.
Titanium, aluminum.
Well, this is in honor of me. All I have seen around lately.
Yeah.
Have you seen the car brand Build Your Dreams?
Yes,
it sounds made up.
Build Your Dreams sounds like a made up car.
So
brand.
Intrigued by them.
Build Your Dreams. Do you know who makes them? Great Wall.
Do they?
Yeah, Great Wall. It's like they're like non work car. Yeah, Build Your Dreams. BYD.
Yeah.
Oh, would you get? I bought a BYD.
No free ads for BYD.
Yeah, Build Your Dreams. It says it on the back.
I know.
Build Your Dreams. So good. But they're going to need a stack of car names. So what we've done, we've put ourselves to work, and we've got top three car names that we have made up.
Yeah.
Not the brand.
No.
We're after the style of car, so like a Commodore.
Yeah.
Or a Falcon.
Yep. Holden insert word here. Ford insert word here.
Great.
Ferrari insert word here.
Bonus round, if you can describe the type of car that your name is.
Absolutely.
All right, you can go first, mate.
All right, my number three name, the Houndstooth.
Great, that's so good.
Do you like the Houndstooth?
Brand?
It's probably like a Jeep.
Jeep Houndstooth?
Jeep Houndstooth.
Type of car?
It's obviously like it's like an SUV. It's very boxy.
Yeah, good.
It's off-road.
Yeah.
But it's an off-road car for people who like to drive on the road.
Love it. It's a little off-road car you drive to soccer practice.
Exactly. It only comes in black or white.
Yes. It's got a special, unique designed tire tread in houndstooth.
Yep. All in houndstooth.
And houndstooth seat lining.
Oh, yeah, yeah. From top to bottom.
Love it.
The Jeep houndstooth. Get it from your local dealer now.
That's very funny. My car, number three, is the Amethyst.
The Amethyst. Like the stone.
Like the stone. Like the stone.
Does it only come in amethyst colour?
No, no, it comes in any colour.
Right.
It's a Kia.
Right, of course.
The Kia Amethyst.
Yeah.
It's a sedan.
Yeah.
Four-door sedan.
Yeah.
Doesn't come in a hatch.
Yeah.
And it costs about $23,690.
Like most Kia sedans.
Like most Kia sedans. The Kia Amethyst.
How similar is it to your car?
The Cerato.
Yeah.
It's pretty on par with this, right? It's like the next level up. So if you were going to buy it, so Kia, the line would be Picanto smallest.
Yeah.
Rio next.
Yeah.
Cerato next.
Yep.
The top one is the Stinger.
Yeah.
The Amethyst exists in the middle.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. The Kia
size
Amethyst.
I'm imagining it is a rival for the, this is also side a note for all of the showers out there. Heavy no free ads on any of these.
None of these. No free ads.
It's a rival to the Toyota Camry. In my mind.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. You're totally right. No, it's actually a rival to, do you know what it is? It's a hybrid. It's obviously a hybrid.
Of course.
It's a rival to the Prius.
I would almost say that the Amethyst should be full electric.
Oh, you think so?
Mate, it's running on good vibes.
Let me just charge it up. It's charged by the sun.
Got to charge my Amethyst. Yeah, exactly. It's solar powered.
Solar powered.
It is a solar powered Kia version.
Car. Okay.
All right.
Nice.
My number two car, the Bandit.
Good.
And it's definitely
fast as.
A Holden.
A Holden Bandit.
It's a Holden Bandit.
Fast as.
You got to drive. You're only allowed to purchase it if you're below the age of 23.
Oh, my gosh. Yep.
You're only allowed to purchase it secondhand.
Yep.
It only comes in white. It always comes lowered.
Yes.
And it is just like it. It's a car that you look at and you're like, when were you ever new?
It's a $63,000 car that'll put you in a lifelong debt.
Yeah, you can buy it
the
new.
The Bandit.
With a personal loan. You're not allowed to buy it outright with cash.
Absolutely. No cash purchases.
And if you, but.
With a high interest rate on that loan?
Oh, absolutely. Massive. 17%. If you are a tradie,
yeah,
we'll give you $1,000 off.
Love that. Is it a tradie car?
It's, yeah, it's like a, it's a ute, obviously. Yeah. And it's got a wide tray.
Love it. The whole, yeah,
but Bandit, like a flat tray. It doesn't have the sides to it.
Love it.
The Holden Bandit.
Love it. I'm going to, I'm actually going to double dip. I've got two names, but they go together.
Right.
Because it's a his and hers car. obviously.
Yeah, right.
Big. They're trucks.
Trucks?
Yep.
Like SUV trucks?
No, like American trucks.
Oh, right.
Like a
right.
Dodge?
Like a huge, one of those massive ones that you see. That you see them in Australia and Melbourne, and you're like, you're too wide for the road.
A Dodge. It's a Dodge Titan.
Die.
It's a Dodge Titan. But if you wanted to buy one for your partner, you'd buy the Dodge Freya. The Norse God.
Freya, Norse very, God one. Yeah.
And they play heavily on like being epically strong. Hmm. You know, Titan, God of the Water or something? I don't know, super strong.
Isn't it Titan? I don't know.
Yeah, Titan massive. Yeah, it's, I mean, it's a moon of Jupiter. That's why I picked it.
What I picture it to be also is six-wheeled.
Yeah.
I picture it to be six-wheeled.
But then the Freya is only a four-wheel version.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So if you want the smaller version, you'd go the Freya.
Yeah.
But you get the Titan. So I've double-dipped there. The Titan and the Freya, same car, just different wheelbases.
And you might see some ladies driving the Titan and it's just imposing.
Very
that
imposing.
Is absolutely squashing any car out
yeah, like you look next to it and you see the footwell.
Yeah.
That's what you see.
My number one made-up car name.
Love it.
The Peregrine.
Good.
The Mitsubishi Peregrine.
Yeah, great.
It's Mitsubishi's like they're delving into the like sports car.
Yep. It's like a Supra.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like somewhere between a Kia Stinger and a Supra.
Love it.
And like a Nissan Skyline.
Yep.
It's like they're looking for, it's only got two doors.
Yep.
It's only got two doors. It's very low to the ground. And it's got a little bit
sports
of...
Sports coupe. Absolutely. It's got a turbo
the
in there.
The Peregrine. The Peregrine. You would...
You probably saw it on... you might have seen this one on Fast and Furious 7.
Vin Diesel driving the Peregrine.
Absolutely. Vin Diesel was in a Peregrine. That's very funny.
Yeah.
That's so good.
Peregrine. Because yeah, there's so many cars that are... bird-based, Commodore,
yeah,
Falcon.
Yep.
Like so many bird-based. So it's just...
Keep
it's,
going.
Yeah, no, it's all
I don't
two,
want to.
I only need two to prove my point.
That's very good. All right, my number one, going down the name it after an animal category.
Leopard, cheetah, surely. Someone thinking African plains.
African plains is correct. Well, not really African
gazelle.
Plains. But,
oh, gazelle is a good name. For,
well, it's kind of true. So this is... It's a deer. It's a species of deer.
You're not going to say springbok, are you?
I'm not going to say springbok. No. It's a deer native to the Indian subcontinent, South China, Southeast Asia. So this would tie into the Great Wall,
right?
Their new car. The Build Your Dreams have just brought out the brand new Samba.
Oh.
Sambar.
Oh, I was thinking Samba as in like the Brazilian dance.
No, as in the deer.
Oh.
Fly to your foot very
Sambar.
Quick.
Sambar.
Sambar. The Great Wall Sambar. Don't you want to buy one?
Cheap. Like $29,999?
Yeah, under 30.
Yeah.
Probably 27.
I also used to love when car brands would do $29,998. They're like, yeah. Oh, it's a dollar cheaper.
It's even cheaper than cheap. That's my number one is the Sambar. I've got Sambar. A bunch of, I just had a bit of fun with the honorable mentions.
Go for
I mean, you can play around in like different areas, I think, when naming cars.
Mm.
I have wanted to play around with weather systems. Typhoon, cyclone. Yeah. I mean, storm's already one.
Is it?
Yeah. There's already a storm.
Interesting.
Yeah. You can go periodic table if you wanted to. Thorium, polonium, amethyst that, obviously came from there.
The aluminium doesn't really work.
If you want to go space.
Yeah.
The quantum.
Oh, that's not
obviously.
Bad.
The
Kia quantum.
Megasite. Demigod, if you want to go gods.
Demigod, nah, that doesn't have a ring to it. Nah, okay. That's not for me.
Space, Mercury.
Oh,
if you want to go something like, I mean, back on the periodic table, tungsten.
Tungsten.
Tungsten's a big, strong car.
Bron, would you drive any of these? Here you go, Bron. Which of the Bandit, the Peregrine, and the Houndstooth would you drive?
I think the Houndstooth calls my name.
A bit like, what do you like about
it? Bit G-Wagon-y.
Yeah, just the vibe. Mm. It gives off, yeah, good vibes.
Okay. How about out of the Amethyst, the Freya/Titan combo, or the sambar, which one would you go for?
I think amethyst there is calling to me.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice. Charge it up in the sun.
Yeah.
Charge it up in the sun. Good vibes. Full good vibes. Bron was actually full witness to my trying to find a name for these cars.
All I saw was you looking up snakes, the periodic table, and I was like, where is this going?
All I can imagine is the marketing teams in car places. That's all they do.
Mm.
Surely they just sit around and go, we need a name, and then they just Google some dumb shit.
They just looking for a theme.
Yeah. We're going to put all of these, like Kia, they're all made up words, aren't they?
Sorato.
That's made up, has to be.
Rio, that's a place.
Picanto. I wonder what Picanto means.
Surely means like little in Spanish, doesn't it?
Picanto. Oops, let's find out. You got any names for cars?
Yeah, the Spanish and the Italian words meaning spicy.
Spicy, there you go. It's a spicy car. You got any names for a car, Bron?
My favourite word's haberdashery.
Love it.
Which I know doesn't correlate to cars
doesn't
at all.
Roll off the tongue with a car.
Mm. No.
Just getting in the haberdashery.
Mm. Or the haberdash.
Haberdash is pretty good.
Mm. Yeah.
You'd go the haberdash.
What brand is a haberdash?
Maybe a Mazda.
Yeah, nice. I think you could, with the haberdashery, you could actually release a line of cars similar to that of Tesla. Because, you know, Tesla has Model S, Model 3, Model X, Model Y. What's the spell? Sexy.
Oh.
All four of their cars spell sexy.
I did not know
that. I didn't know that either.
Yeah.
Whoa.
So you could do that with the haberdashery. You could have the haber, the dash, and the re.
The re doesn't really work
or
that
the
well.
Eri.
Yeah.
Yeah. Area.
Love it.
The area.
Area.
If nothing else, Showies will have just learned about the sexy of Tesla. Top three. That's it for the Adam and Simon show this week. Simon, that's it.
Mate, that's it.
That's it.
Then there wasn't any more. Name the show.
Madeline.
Great.
Yeah.
Well done.
Can you sing that for us, Bron?
Yeah. Do you know the song?
Just sing the song for us.
It's Madeline. Yeah, it's Madeline. Let it go, son. Something, something small, but on the inside I'm tall. Is that how it goes?
Something like that. What do you think it is?
Yeah, that's what I...
I'm Madeline. It's Madeline.
I may be very small. I'm Madeline. I'm Madeline. But inside I'm tall.
Yeah.
And then what comes next?
I may be teeny tiny. I may be way petite. I don't know.
Interesting. Yep. All right, to the computers.
It's Madeline. Madeline theme song lyrics.
Here we go. Boom.
If you believe you must be big in order to be tough, then you should get to know me. I'll teach you other stuff.
I'm Madeline, I'm Madeline, I may be very small.
That's what I said.
I'm Madeline, I'm Madeline, but inside I'm tall.
She may be teeny tiny, diminutive petite. But that has never stopped her from being pretty neat.
Dum de dum de dum de dum de dum de dum de Madeline, Madeline.
She's Madeline, she's Madeline. We hope you have it straight. I'm Madeline, and inside I'm great.
Very sad tale about just
is it an
lonely
orphanage?
French orphans.
Yeah, with Miss Clavel.
Miss Clavel. Wasn't there just a real hot streak of orphan content?
Who else?
All of Disney.
Pretty much, yeah. Lots of Disney, lots of who's the orphan? Please, sir, can I have some more?
Oliver Twist. I don't know if that counts as a hot streak when Oliver Twist was like, wasn't Oliver Twist written in like the 20s?
Yeah, but a couple of orphan things, that's pretty full on, isn't it?
Hot streak. I don't know if orphans are like, geez, they've got us, 1920, 1994.
I feel represented. That's probably fair, actually. That's pretty fair.
And then what did Miss Clavel say? Something is not right.
Something is, yeah.
You know, like when she'd be like, oh, shit, something's not right. I mean, she wouldn't say, oh, shit. Is it Miss Clavel?
It is Miss Clavel. Yeah, it's Miss Clavel. Type in Miss Clavel catch cry.
Something is not right. She's got a song. What does Miss Clavel say? All right, girls, everyone, stay with your partners and let's have fun. What?
That seems very brogue.
Oh, something
broad.
Is not right is the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something is not right.
So. We love our bread. We love our butter, but most of all, we love each other. Hot stuff. I really hope there's a Madeline question on the quiz next Tuesday when the episode is back. We've got to get out of Madeline chat somehow. Perfect segue. Adam, thanks very much.
Well done.
Apple content will continue. I'm messaging Jazz Apples right now.
Yuck. Never apples again. Ciao, everyone.